In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The text I've chosen for this confirmation meditation is recorded in the third epistle of St. John, reading there the first four verses. The elder, to my dear friend Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health, and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. It gave me great joy when some believers came and testified about your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. This is God's word. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, dear friends, especially you, the family of our confirmands, and especially you, Christian and Aaron. This is the first time in all my years as a pastor that I have ever confirmed brothers at the same time. I tried to think of a good sermon text for this. I thought about Cain and Abel. But then, actually, I thought better of that. Then I thought about Jesus and his brothers, although that isn't much better, because it's exactly the opposite point that I want to make, because we know that Jesus' brothers did not believe in him at first when he began his ministry. I chose instead a reading about a man named Gaius. And Gaius is your brother and our brother in saving faith in Jesus Christ. When we were in Washington, D.C. last week, we visited Arlington Cemetery, actually a week ago today, and we visited the Tomb of the Unknowns. And engraved on the sepulcher over those crypts are words known only to God. And in a sense, that's true also of Gaius. We don't really know who he was or much about him to be able to identify him. Yet there is one thing about Gaius that I want to point to today, because he is a good role model for you after you make your confirmation vows. So Christian and Aaron, fellow believers, let's take a few minutes this morning and look at Gaius, your confirmation role model for the future. And he is your role model because his soul was doing well, and he was walking in the truth. The third epistle of John is a very personal letter that the old apostle John, the elder, wrote to his beloved, to his dear friend, that man named Gaius. He wrote, "My dear friend Gaius, whom I love in the truth." Christian and Aaron, these past couple years, we've gotten to know each other, better through our study also of the truth. We have gotten to know together the truth of God's Word. And through that Word of God, we've grown in love. We've grown in the knowledge of God's love for us in Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we've grown, as all Christians do through the Word of God, in our love for God and in our love for one another. It is only that love of God that makes our soul healthy. It is in that forgiveness of our sins in Jesus Christ. It is in that removal of all of our guilt for sin by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that Gaius' soul was getting along well as a believer. Your souls, our souls as believers, are also getting along well through that righteousness of Christ, through that forgiveness of our sins that is ours through faith. I thought also of the hymn that's in our book, Let All the People Praise You. We know that hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. Listen to the second verse. My sin, oh, the joy of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. Like Gaius, your confirmation role model for the future, Christian and Aaron, may it always be well with your soul. Maybe it's said of you that your soul is doing well as you remain by the power of the Holy Spirit through the means of grace in that saving faith that today you confess publicly before our congregation. Remain faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ through the assurance that your Savior Jesus always will remain faithful to you. And then it'll be well with your soul. And that's what really counts. And that's really what John meant when he wrote to Gaius. He said, I'm glad to hear that you're healthy. I'm glad to hear and I hope that things keep going well for you. But what really fills me with joy is to know that your soul is getting along well. My flesh and my heart may fail, the psalmist wrote, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. May Christ for us, for you, always be Christ in us, as Christ dwells in your heart through faith. But Gaius was commended and encouraged by John also because John was filled with great joy because he heard that Gaius was also walking in the truth. John had heard from some believers that Gaius, who had made a confession of faith in Christ, had not under persecution, had not by carelessness or apathy given up that faith, turned away from his Lord Jesus Christ. He was still walking in that truth. He was continuing in that truth, in that confession of Christ that he had made. And that gave John a great amount of joy. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. The Apostle John considered all believers to be his children. That is also true of we pastors. When we take children through confirmation class, and then we confirm them, in a very real way, we consider them our children. We've had the opportunity to help their parents share with them God's Word. And there is no greater joy for pastors than to hear that those children who made a confession of faith, who promised to remain true to Christ, even to death, rather than fall away from Him, are still walking in that truth. Later on, when they're in college, and later on, when they become young adults, and then older adults. What great joy that brings to us pastors to hear that those who confess Christ, who confess their faith in the truth of God's Word, to hear that they're still walking in that later in life and teaching it to their children and perhaps also to their grandchildren. My prayer for you, Christian and Aaron, is that the Holy Spirit, through the means of grace, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus as you grow up now and go through high school and college age or college, and then also as adults. I know, and I have no doubt, that you are sincere today in the promise that you are going to make before God and before Bethlehem congregation. Yet, follow Gaius. Use him as your confirmation role model for the future, so that it will be said of you later in life that you are walking yet in the truth. Christian, Aaron, we talked in catechism class about how enemies, including our own sinful nature, are going to attack your faith. And they're going to attack the truth that you confess to believe in. There is always the distinct possibility that one of you or both of you or any one of us might lose the fight of faith. We might lose the fight of faith if we set aside the Word of God, if we set aside Christ, and instead adopt and believe in the lies of this world, and the lies of Satan, and the lies that our own sinful flesh tell us that we need to believe in order to be popular. I read just the other day of a former confirmand. I did not confirm him, but a friend of mine did. And he wrote, as a young man just out of college, I believe, "I'm tired of being mocked for believing the truth. I'm tired of people making fun of me because I don't accept what the world decides is right and wrong." That's going to come into your lives just as it comes into mine and comes into all of ours. But follow Gaius, your confirmation role model for the future. Gaius didn't let any of those things turn him away from walking in the truth. Don't set aside the whole armor of God through apathy, through rejection, for popularity, or whatever it might be. But put on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation. Wield the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Besides Gaius, you have other confirmation role models for the future. You have your parents, who last year, in your first year of confirmation, instructed you, and who, together with me, continued your instruction and saw you through it this year. You have as your role model your fellow members of Bethlehem congregation, who I'm asking now to pray for these young men, to do all you can by supporting the ministry of our congregation, so that we might have the means of grace here to strengthen their faith and to strengthen ours. You have a pastor now who loves you in the truth and who prays for you and will share with you God's Word, and other pastors where you go will share that Word of God with you. I promise you that we will do our Spirit-directed best to be good role models, to be good confirmation role models for your future. As we think about that vow that we made at our own confirmations, nothing would give us greater joy, Christian and Aaron, than to hear in the future that your souls are getting along well and that you're walking in the truth. God grant it to you for Jesus' sake. Amen. Please stand. And now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.